Kids, in the fall of 2008, I had a little problem.
Yes. All right, I gotta get to Stellis.
Tonight's the night, guys. I've tried it before. I failed every time. This time, I am gonna do it. Tonight, I pick up a lesbian. Robin, I need your lipstick.
Oh, man.
Take pictures, all right?
Bye, Sam.
I lived in New York, but Stella lived across the river. In New Jersey.
Oh, man.
Which meant I was always taking the train.
What's up, Ted?
Hey, Matisse.
Hey!
Oh, Team Diddy! You missed it!
Robin got that national anchor job.
Now we got a free bottle of champagne.
Oh, and it's empty now.
Quick, Robin.
Oh, man.
And as a result, it seemed like I was missing out on everything.
We couldn't wait. It was getting cold.
Oh, man.
Hey, big guy.
What's up, G?
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just, you know, I want to hang out with you guys, want to hang out with my friends. I just feel like I'm spending all my time on the train.
Okay, how about this? Why don't you ask your friends to come out here sometime?
That's a great idea.
You want us to go to New Jersey? Oh, that is rich.
Why?
Well, for starters, I don't have any of my gold medallions anymore. I sold them when they went out of style 400 years ago.
Lily?
Oh, sorry, Ted. I'm a born and raised New Yorker. I'm programmed to despise and loathe New Jersey and all that it stands for. Why am I telling you this? You hate New Jersey more than anyone.
What? I don't hate New Jersey. Why would you think that? And then he cut in front of me. God, I hate line cutters more than I hate New Jersey. Well, that's not true. There is nothing I hate more than New Jersey. Yeah. Huh?
Ted's wearing a I Hate New Jersey t-shirt.
Hey, you want us to wait for you?
No, I might be a while. I gotta drop a massive New Jersey. Okay, so New Jersey's not my favorite place, but once Stella and I get married and she and Lucy move in with me, I'll never set foot in New Jersey again. Unless I'm going to see a Giants game or flying out of Newark or, God forbid, disposing of a body.
Ted, if you murder me and bury me in New Jersey, I'll haunt you forever.
But if I murder you and bury you somewhere else?
I'll leave you alone. I'm sure you had your reasons.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Kids, your Aunt Robin was sick of her job at Metro News One. She was sick of the low production value.
I'm Robin Scherbatsky, and you're watching Metro News One at 11. And again at 1.
Sick of the story she had to report?
So hurry up and get your votes in for New York's cutest doggy.
And most of all, she was sick of all the stupid puns.
4 transit workers were electrocuted when a subway train jumped the tracks. Stay tuned for the shocking derails. Joel, people died.
So when the call came in that she got the big national anchor job, she finally got to say the words she'd been dreaming of saying for years.
Tonight will be my last broadcast. I came to Metro News One as a little caterpillar. And for 4 years, this desk has been my cocoon. But tonight, I emerge, an ambitious butterfly.
Why does she sound like an idiot? Did she have a stroke?
Yeah, a stroke of genius. The speech is really good.
With one eye on the horizon, one eye on the truth, and one eye on all of you. You wrote it for her, didn't you?
The modified version of the speech I gave when I had to leave the swim team because of a chronic inner ear situation.
I thought you were the towel boy.
It's part of the team.
So that Saturday, as Robin went off for her first day at her new job, we all headed across the river to experience some of that crazy New Jersey nightlife.
Okay, Stella couldn't find a sitter, so we can't go out. Instead, we're all gonna hang out here, and it's gonna be just as awesome.
Right? We got board games, we got movies, and I think there may be some beer out in the garage.
Ted, this is pathetic. It's Saturday night, we should be out of the bar drinking alcohol. Now, I know that sounds depressing, bordering on tragic, but it's just a fact.
Yeah, and I want to take another crack at that chick Doris. I know I can land that lesbian plane.
No snakes on that plane. Okay, guys, come on, you promised. Let's just hang out here, try to have fun. I mean, we're all together, friends hanging out. Isn't that what really matters?
An awkward silence.
Okay, if we take the next train, we can be at McLaren's by 11.
Be there by 10.
No, I have to change first. I am not walking into McLaren smelling like New Jersey.
Yeah, well.
Wow. You guys really hate it here, huh?
What? No, Stels.
No, no, I get it. I mean, you guys are all New Yorkers. You need to go hang out at a bar. Well, you could just hang out at the coolest bar in the state, which is so close it will blow your mind. And boom goes the dynamite. The coolest bar in New Jersey.
Yeah, it probably is.
This is great! We got darts, half a ping pong table, a fishbowl. Look what turned out to be an awesome night as promised. Maybe we can drop some bakos in here and make them fight.
No thanks, I don't mess with fishbowls unless they have my two favorite fish, the suckerfish and the blowfish. What up?
For blowfish? I don't think so.
Marshall.
I bet you're better than that.
Not good enough. No. Stella.
Sorry.
I am not lowering this until someone gives me the respect of another person's knuckles tapping against mine in a light but decisive manner.
Pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty. Pretty, pretty. Who's a pretty baby?
Then know this. Until it gets what it wants, nay, deserves, this fist will not yield. It will not yield.
So who wants to play Scrabble?
Sure, whatever.
Oh, heads up. The X tile is a little hard to read because a couple years ago it went all the way through my dog.
You know, maybe we should get a dog again when you move in.
When I what?
Oh, great. Here's Robin.
Stella runs up the stairs out of the basement.
I thought they were moving in with you.
So did I. Oh, God, am I moving to New Jersey?
Hey, guys, I bet that dog was really flying high after it swallowed a little X.
Nailed it!
Come on!
I can't live here.
It wouldn't be that bad. You could put a mini fridge over there and maybe some knock hockey.
Knock hockey. Nice one, big man.
Yeah, I meant New Jersey in general, not this basement. She wants me to move here? I don't get it. We discussed this months ago. So I was thinking after the wedding, you and Lucy could move in here.
Yeah, you guys could play it on the fire escape. Maybe make friends with that guy who sleeps on that couch out in the alley, ride her bike up and down Broadway. A great idea, Ted.
Look, I don't understand why you'd want to live in New Jersey when you have a chance to live in Manhattan. I thought having a rent-controlled apartment on the Upper West Side was half the reason she agreed to marry me.
Really? I thought it was the whole reason. What is up?
Hey.
Robin, hey, looking good. Bump the barnacle.
Stella already told me not to.
How was your first day?
It wasn't.
What?
It wasn't my first day. I showed up and there were 20 other people. It turns out I didn't actually get the job. I only got an audition.
What? How did that happen?
I don't know, because he told me that I got it. I got it? I got it!
And just to be clear, when I say you got it, I mean an audition. You got an audition. I don't want there to be any confusion. You have an audition only, not the job.
Busy celebrating, she doesn't hear him.
Thank you, thank you. Call and beg Joel to give me my job back.
No!
You hated that job.
I don't know, it wasn't so bad.
Robin, what did they make you call Tropical Storm Hector when it was raining cats and dogs?
A furricane.
Hey, Ted. Rock me like a furricane.
Nice.
Mean.
Okay, yeah, it sucks, but what can I do? I mean, I'm not gonna get that other job. You guys should have seen the other women at this audition. They all had more experience than me, were more ethnic than me. There was an African-American chick with blue eyes. How can I compete with that?
You can't.
No, you can compete with anyone. You're Robin Scherbatsky. You're confident, strong, tall, with crazy long legs that look great in shorts. I'm calling Joel.
No, Robin, if you call him right now, you will hate yourself. Look, I have slept with lots of women who afterwards told me off and stormed out. And sometimes they'd pick up the phone and they'd call me. And then we'd hook up again. And when we were finished, I could see that look on their faces. That look that says they hate themselves and they wish they'd never called. But if you could see that look, actually, you can see that look. There's a video, www.
No, stop. Okay, I won't call. Don't drink the beer.
beer. I just remembered when I bought it. It was right before I got pregnant with Lucy. Ted, would you mind running to Price School and picking some up? Oh, and while you're there, maybe you could sign up for a card. I mean, you'll probably end up going there all the time.
That's the look.
I can't move here. I hate it here. I would kill myself.
Maybe New Jersey is not that bad, okay? Stella has a lawn. You could get a riding lawnmower. They sell them over there. I saw one with a cup holder. I saw a recliner with a built-in cup holder. I even saw a hammock with a cup holder. You live in New Jersey, you never have to hold a cup again.
I don't think I have as big a problem holding cups as you do.
I will give you $100 to fist bump me. $200.
Put it down, Barney. Your arm must be killing you by now.
$10,000.
Look, you'll be right across the river. You'll be in New York all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Excuse me. You guys are from New York, right?
Yeah, we moved here from Manhattan.
Oh, do you ever get into the city?
All the time.
See? All the time.
When was the last time you were there?
We just had dinner at O'Rourke's.
That's been closed for 6 years.
It has been a while. Funny, we don't miss it.
Well, I guess we're New Jerseyans now. Oh, honey, look, dog shirts.
I can't do it. I'm just gonna tell Stella she and Lucy have to move into the city, and that's that.
Okay, what do you guys think? Beagle or Boston Terrier?
Are those tears?
They're awesome, manly pain tears. They're not emotional. Okay, they're a little bit emotional.
Hey, where's Robin?
What? Oh, no.
Hey, Shirley, it's Robin calling for Joel.
Robin, hang up the phone. Don't do this.
Sorry, I know, okay? If you don't hang up right now, I'm gonna stop. Hey, Joel, it's Robin.
So Madam Butterfly wants to come back to the cocoon.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry I said all that stuff.
Well, you can stick your sorries in your sock drawer because you've already been replaced. I've got Brian in makeup and he couldn't be more excited.
I can't do this.
Okay, look, as much as I want to see College Boy here wet himself on camera, if you can get here in time to read the 11 o'clock news, you can have your old job back.
Okay, I have a half hour to make it to the studio. There's no way you can make it to the city in a half hour.
Robin, don't do this. I know it's scary to bet on yourself, but if you don't, nobody else will. And I'm not just saying that to get a fist bump, although, come on, a fist bump would be great, but I really mean that.
I am betting on myself. I am betting that I can make it there by 11 o'clock.
Rushing out of the house, Robin grabs a little girl's bike from the front porch and rides off into the night. The time is 10:31.
Hey, did you get the beer?
Yeah, I got 144 pack. The rest is in the trunk.
And you signed up for the membership?
No.
Why not?
There was a line for the photos. My hair's a mess. I don't want to move to New Jersey.
What?
I can't do it, and I can't see any reason why you and Lucy shouldn't move to New York.
Well, my daughter goes to school here. All of her friends are here. I've lived here my whole life. My whole family is here. This is my house. I'm on the PTA, and as of June 1st, I'm the deputy mayor.
Yes, but my apartment is really close to the subway.
Ted, we're not moving. End of discussion.
How can it be end of discussion if there's never been a discussion?
This is part of being a parent. I can't just uproot Lucy.
People with kids move all the time, and I think it would be really great for Lucy to grow up in the greatest city in the world.
Ah, here we go. New York's the greatest city in the whole wide world. It's where dreams come true, and pigeon poop tastes like tapioca. Want a little secret, Ted? New Jersey is better than New York.
Better than... You think I... The Empire State built... H&H Bank... Lincoln sent Zabe... Papaya King... New York is the intellectual and cultural hub of the planet.
New York is full of weirdos and snobs and mean people. Ted, do you know that once an old lady actually called me a bitch and threw a cat in my face? And you want to know if that happened in New Jersey? 86 and Lex, right in front of your beloved little Papaya King. Ted, people are nice in New Jersey. I mean, it's the kind of place where you know your neighbors.
Hey, I know my neighbors.
Oh, yeah, like who?
Right across the hall, I got Claxpamon.
His name is Paxton.
Love that dude.
Sorry, in a hurry. Gotta get to the front. Gotta get out first.
Oh, don't run over Mickey.
Okay, Stella, this is crazy. You can't actually think that New Jersey is better than New York.
New York has Broadway. We win right there.
Oh, no, she did not. Knuckle up for safety.
We have Atlantic City.
Can't beat the AC. Pretty please, no one has to know.
New York has Greenwich Village.
New Jersey has the shore.
Woody Allen.
Oscar-winning chronicler of urban neuroses. Bump it.
Bruce Springsteen.
Sinatra.
Yeah, he's from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah, but what city is he singing about? It's not Secaucus, Secaucus.
10:56, Robin reaches an intersection jammed with traffic.
Now, you kids can either believe this or not, but this is how your Aunt Robin swears it happened.
She backflips over the cars and across the intersection.
Look, Stella, I understand that coming from New Jersey, you don't picture yourself loving New York, but trust me, Marshall didn't expect to, and now he wouldn't think of living anywhere else.
I hate New York! I'm sorry, but it's true, okay? Today I was walking around Priceco. Have you ever been there? It's huge. All the stores in New York are so cramped, every time I turn, I knock something over. I'm like some huge monster that came out of the ocean to destroy bodegas.
But Marshall, you love New York.
Yeah, I do, except that I hate it. I'm too big for New York, okay? I'm always trying to fit into cramped little subway seats or duck under doorways that were built 150 years ago. Hey, guess what? People are bigger now. Build bigger doorways. What the hell is the matter with you?
Small city, big man, give it up.
And it's so loud all the time. Yes, it's the city that never sleeps. Well, guess what? I like to sleep. I've been tired for 8 years. Tired and scared with black and blue marks on my elbows from trying to fit through all these little tiny elf doorways. New Jersey's great. It's got huge stores and lawns, and you never have to carry a cup again. Not for the rest of your life. I'm not afraid to say it. I love New Jersey.
I'm just kidding.
Look, Stella, I get it, okay? I see what you're saying. I guess we could live in Brooklyn.
You know what, Ted? Live wherever you want. I don't care.
She walks upstairs, leaving Ted stunned.
Awkward silence. Tap it.
Gone looking for Stella around the house, Ted walks past Lucy's room just as she steps out in her pajamas.
Oh, hey, Lucy. What are you doing up?
There are some loud noises in the basement.
Sorry about that. Why don't you go back to bed, sweetie?
I can't go to sleep without a story.
Okay, I'll just get your mom.
Why don't you read it to me?
Okay, come on. You know she thrills me with
all her charm. Ted sits on Lucy's bed, and she snuggles up close to him as he starts reading to her. Meanwhile, a dejected Stella's sitting on the stairs, alone. Lucy falls asleep. In the lounge, Ted approaches Stella from behind and wraps his arms around her.
I'm moving here.
Really?
Really. New Jersey wins.
They share a tender, lingering kiss. 10:59. Robin reaches the Metro News building, but the doors are locked. Then someone steps out.
Oh, oh, thank you. Oh.
Bursting into the studio, she shoves Brian away from the news desk and takes her place in front of the cameras. It's 11 o'clock.
Good evening, New York.
Hey, look, she made it.
Our top story tonight, the newborn panda at the Central Park Zoo got its first tooth today. I guess that makes her a molar bear. Molar bear. Molar bear. You know what? I really am done. Good night, New York.
She removes her mic and leaves.
Wow, she really quit.
You think we had anything to do with that?
Yeah, I think we did. Nice job, Barney.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, that was killing my arm. My arm hasn't been this sore since I was 13 years old and figured out how to lock a bathroom. Up top! Oh, no.
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, I officially didn't get that job.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. They offered me another one.
Hey, that's great. What are you going to be doing?
Foreign correspondent. I'm moving to Japan.
Everyone's shocked, and Barney looks devastated.